State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
And then we have Prairie Creek Park, which will be in the middle of May. We're looking at a grand opening and ribbon cutting then.
On the air first when seconds count.
There's still a lot of people around the country who are at risk for having this illness. We know that using masks and hand sanitation, keeping our distance, really makes a big difference.
The news team you've come to depend on.
It is one of the few cancers that we have that is preventable, meaning that we can detect precancerous things or things that can become cancer before they become cancer and remove them.
Your official weather station.
Really, once the county put the red flag warning out, so to speak, we had a lot of people stay home. I don't know why, if you can't look out the window and see that you need to stay home.
When you need to know, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to our first two guests, Rich John Steinbrecher from the Mid-American Conference, and then local football coach from Clinton Central, George Gilbert. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes here before we bring on our next guest, so any kinds of comments or questions, 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463, and we can talk about anything you really want to talk about. First of all, let's look at the world of pro sports here. Right now, the NBA is in a layoff day as they would get prepared for Game 3 tomorrow night up at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee as the Suns look to go up 3-0 on Milwaukee as they play at Milwaukee tomorrow night. Game time, 8 o'clock. That's ABC. The Suns looked awfully good so far in the playoffs, and I have a feeling, you know, unless something changes real quick-like, this series could be over rather quickly, but we'll see. As the Bucks have a tendency to play really kind of good at home, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Major League Baseball results from yesterday: Cubs defeated the Cardinals by a score of 10-5. It was Atlanta over Miami by a score of 5-0. Pittsburgh lost to the Mets by a score of 13-4. It was the Reds shutting out the Brewers 2-0. Washington lost to San Francisco 5-3. The Diamondbacks defeated the Dodgers in L.A. last night by a score of 5-2, and Colorado lost it on the road to San Diego by a score of 4-2. American League results from yesterday: White Sox defeated Baltimore by a score of 12-1. It was the Indians over Kansas City by a score of 2-1. Toronto lost to Tampa Bay by a score of 7-1. It was Texas over Oakland by a score of 3-2. Minnesota defeated the Tigers by a score of 4-2. Yankees shut out Houston in Houston last night by a score of 4-0. And the Angels lost at out and up in Seattle by a score of 7-3. So let's take a look at the standings. Let's, before we go that far, let's just take a look at the stuff for today. Nationally, of course, Cubs and Cardinals renew their thing up at Wrigley. Game time 7:15 tonight on Fox. Also tonight, Cincinnati is at Milwaukee. That's also a 7:15 game on Fox as well. In the American League, Chicago's at Baltimore tonight. They'll play this afternoon at 4:05. Then tomorrow, which is the last day before the All-Star break, Chicago plays at Baltimore again at 1:05. And then tomorrow afternoon at 2:20. Cardinals and Cubs finish up their series at Wrigley, followed by then Cincinnati and Milwaukee go at it at 2:10. And, of course, the All-Star break kicks in and starts on Monday next week, and then the All-Star game, of course, Tuesday at Coors Field. Baseball standings as of right now. Let's look at the American League first. In the American League East, Boston owns a 2.5-game lead on Tampa Bay right now. They're 55-34. Tampa Bay 52-36. The next two teams are virtually dead even. The percentage point separates the Blue Jays, who are 44-41, and the Yankees, who are 45-42. They're 5-18 and 5-17, both 9 games out. And those four teams are going to be deciding who goes on into the playoffs there. American League Central right now, the White Sox have got a commanding 7.5-game lead on Cleveland. Those are the only two teams in the American League Central that have a winning record as of right now. Out west, the Houston Astros have gotten caught in fire as they are 54-35, 4.5 games up on Oakland on the season right now. And Seattle sits there at 7 games back. And the L.A. Angels, with Shohei Ohtani setting all sorts of records out there with home runs and pitching out there, they are a game above 500 at 44-43. National League side of things, on the east side, the Mets own a 4.5-game lead on Atlanta. However, the Mets are the only team above 500 in the east. All four of the other divisions, members of the division, that's Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, and Miami, are sitting at below 500. In the Central, the Brewers have taken a 6-game lead on Cincinnati. They're 53-37, and they have taken advantage of the Cubs, a little bit of a skid there, as they hit one there, about a 10 or 11-game losing streak. As we said, the Reds are 46-42. That's 6 games out. And then the Cubs are sitting at 44-45, 8.5 back. And then the Cardinals are sitting there at 43-46. 8.5 games back. Out west, San Francisco has a 2-game lead on the L.A. Dodgers. They're 55-32. The Dodgers are 54-35. Padres are sitting down there in third. They're 4 games out at 53-38. Those are the only teams out in that in particular division that is still above 500. Some kind of disturbing news this week out of Tokyo is that fans are going to be barred from the pandemic postponed the Tokyo Olympics in 2 weeks, followed a state of emergency on Thursday. The ban had been announced by International Olympic Committee and Japanese organizer, reducing the games to a made-for-TV event. Although what widely expected, the move marked a sharp turnabout from just weeks earlier, when Olympic organizers said they aimed to hold the game with limited spectators. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they all turn out, but it looks like they're going to have no spectators at the Olympics this fall, I should say, in 2 weeks over in Japan. So that's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. Also, one other thing I wanted to mention today, and I'm looking for my sheet, which I simply don't have here in front of me. Let me look at this other one here. Is that Valparaiso is getting down to about a decision on their change in nicknames for the school this year. I mean, if you remember earlier, they decided they wanted to change out of the Crusaders' name, so that's what they did. And I'm looking for the page which has... here it is. They abandoned the Crusaders' nickname February 11th due to concerns of negative association with religious oppression, violence, and hate groups. The next step in determining a new mascot was taken by almost 1,000 inquiries and more than 300 unique naming suggestions were fielded by a committee put together by University President Jose Padilla. The 8 mascots are Storm, Beacons, Gold, Sparks, Lightning, Tempest, Dunehawks, and Lightninghawks. The survey was sent to students, faculty, and staff, and alumni. Source told the group who put this thing together, and the survey says it is open until 5 p.m. June 15th, which is now passed, and they will be making a decision on who they're going to have for their new nickname here in the coming weeks, technically before school starts. We're going to take a break right now and get our next guest on. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
School. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past 5 programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks, as we said, to our guests so far, but John Steinbrecher from the Mid-American Conference, along with George Gilbert from Clinton Central. Now we're going to bring on another local good friend of ours, David Krakauer from the Lafayette Aviators. David, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Hey, not a problem. So how things going over in Lafayette for you?
Things are great. I had a vision for how the season went, and it's going even better than that. So I'm really excited. I think the entire town is excited for what's been happening at Loeb Stadium this summer.
So you guys won the first half of the season. So talk a little bit about the first half, if you would.
Sure. Yeah, the first half went great. The team on the field was just absolutely fantastic. So we did win the first half of the season, which means we will host at least one playoff game in August at Loeb Stadium. That will be on August 5th at 7 p.m. will be the first round of the playoffs, which we will host, and we're very excited about that.
So what kind of record did you guys have the first half of the season?
Sure, we were 19-9 in the first half, so not only did we win the division, we were by far and away the best team in the entire league.
Well, that's very good, considering I don't know if you actually thought that going in, though, or not.
No, you know, we didn't know what to expect. You know, leagues like this, they turn over year over year, none of the same players, very few of the same coaches. And then coming out of COVID, there was really, the turnover was gargantuan coming out of COVID. So, yeah, we didn't really know what to expect, but we certainly didn't expect that. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not a fluke because we are 8-1 in the second half of the season. So we are continuing. We're picking up right where we left off in the first half. Things are going quite well in Lafayette.
What was the? What do you think is the key to this year's group?
I think it's been the recruiting. I've got to give Michael Kieran, our manager, as well as Brian Delgado and David Ruckert, the assistant coaches who did the recruiting around the country in the spring. They brought in a type of player that just they understand teamwork. They, you know, when one player goes down, we have such depth that the next man up theory. And it's worked very, very well. You know, for a great example is we lost not only our best player, but one of the top hitters in the entire league a couple weeks ago, probably for the season. And two other players have very quickly stepped up and filled his shoes as far as, you know, hitting for power, clutch hitting, everything that we lost with the one player. Two other players who hadn't been playing as well have stepped up in his place.
So now that, you know, we'll say you guys go ahead and win the second half. So how would you determine who you're going to play?
I've been getting this question a lot, especially given how well we've been playing in the second half, too. And I will leave my personal opinion out of it and just state facts here. And that is that if we win the second half of the season, we would play the second place team from the second half of the season in a one game playoff to determine the division champion.
Okay. So then, after that, where would you go?
After that would be the conference championship, which would be hosted by whoever has the better of the two records, which, again, if we were to win round one, right now we would be in pretty good shape to host round two as well, again, just given how far out in front we are of everybody else in the league. So round two is, a one-game playoff to determine the conference champion.
So then, now is the conference is after you get through the say you get through the second one here, then that is a one game playoff as well.
Yes, that would be a one game playoff. I've been told that it would be August 7th. I do not have confirmation on that because when I read the league bylaws, it said it could be the 7th or the 8th, but it will be probably August 7th is what I will say.
So with this. This really good venture going on, do you think you're going to be back with them again next year, or what are you thinking about doing?
Absolutely. This has been a wonderful venture for us, and we've already started talking to ownership about plans for 2022, and look, things have been great, you know, as far as attendance, the business community from a corporate partnership standpoint, the youth community from the group standpoint, everything has gone so well, but look, we're still a learning experience because we still moved into a new ballpark. We were still coming out of COVID. So while the product looks amazing, and from the fan standpoint, of course, they come in, they seem to be having a great time. Behind the scenes, internally, we know there was a lot of things we still could have done better. So we've already started planning for 2022 and figuring out what worked, what didn't work, and how we can improve on what we felt didn't go 100% perfectly.
With COVID in the rear, hopefully in the rearview mirror now, do you think things are going to continue to go on as they have been, and hopefully they will go ahead and do so?
Yeah, it appears that way. We appear to be headed in the right direction with COVID, which is fantastic. And barring any other setbacks or anything, you know, any new pop-ups, we'll say, with COVID, everything appears to be headed in a good direction from an attendance standpoint, from where the league is headed. You know, we had four expansion teams just this year. Everybody seems to want to get into this league. And I know that there are plans for hopeful, potential, even more expansion, you know, coming up in the future. So, this has been, you know, it's been an exciting time to get involved with this league and really here in Lafayette with the team.
What has been the factors with Loeb Stadium? I mean, you know, it's brand new, obviously. But the thing of it is also, what's been the real good parts about the besides being a new stadium that's really, you know, helped you guys along?
Sure. I think the way it was constructed is full credit to the city of Lafayette and the Parks Department. Where, yes, it is a new stadium, like you said, and everybody wants to see a new stadium. But it's got such a fan-friendly environment in the stadium, the way it was created. You've got the water park right behind left field. You've got a carousel being built behind center field. You've got the zoo behind right field. So really, there's a you can spend an entire day in Columbian Park with your family. You could go to the water park. You could go to the zoo. Coming soon, you'll be able to go to the carousel, you know, do a whole bunch of things, and then come to the Aviators game at night. So you can make a whole day of it with your family, and I think that has really helped us, you know, from an attendance standpoint, because people realize it's just a great place to go, the entire Columbian Park area, with your family. The tickets are reasonably priced. The food is reasonably priced. I just think that families are realizing this is a great place to spend a Friday or Saturday night with their, you know, with their kids.
With the excitement about the league, and then also, you know, the new park and success of the team. What types of teams do you think, you said expansion is a good possibility, maybe next year or the year after. But who would be some of the teams that you think might be expanding into the league?
Well, there's a couple different types of teams I would say that would be looked at. One, you know, of the four teams that came in the league this year, two of them had been affiliated with Major League Baseball up until this year. For those of the listeners who may not know, during COVID, Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball used that as, we'll call it, as an excuse to get rid of a lot of minor league affiliated teams. They cut, I believe, over 40 minor league teams from mm-hmm. affiliation.
Yeah.
And so two of them said, well, we need a place to play. So the two teams from Iowa, Clinton and Burlington, came into our league because they needed a place to play. So that would be one area where you'd look. You'd look at a city that either has an affiliated team that's about to lose it, or that had an affiliated team and lost it recently and is looking for a place to play. They've got maybe they have a great ballpark and they just need somebody to play there. So that's one area. Others are just cities that are you know, kind of clamoring for. You know, a city like a Lafayette that, you know, it's very close to a college. The fan base here is phenomenal because you've got Purdue that kind of owns this area from August to May, but Purdue doesn't do anything over the summer. So an area like that that's close enough to a university where they already have a built-in fan base because they already know they're used to going to sporting events from August to May, but they don't have anything to whet their appetite in the summer. And that's what we provide. And I think those are the types of cities that would be very successful in this league.
Now, the teams in this league are not represented by a major league affiliate, are they?
Correct.
Okay. So I take it you get a lot of scouts looking at everything possible going on during the year.
Yes. As a matter of fact, this weekend becomes a big weekend, not just for us here in Lafayette, but for all 16 teams with the Major League Baseball draft on Sunday. If any of these kids, because like you said, we have a lot of scouts at our games, if any of these kids get drafted on Sunday, we lose them because mm-hmm. obviously they're going to go report to their rookie ball team with their whoever team drafts them. So we are definitely paying attention. This becomes a very big weekend for us here in the league as to, well, what players might we lose to the Major League Baseball draft this weekend.
How many do you think you could lose?
There's about one or two, I believe, on our team that are legitimate draft prospects. I would have said three, but like I said, there was the one kid who, unfortunately, we lost to an illness for the rest of the season.
So I mean, but this wouldn't possibly hurt you come postseason because you wouldn't be losing so many key people.
Exactly, and I go back to what I said earlier. Our depth has been a huge reason, I believe, for our success. Is that one man goes down and somebody else just steps up, and so it's been incredible. So if we do lose a player or two, I have full confidence that whoever's kind of next man up, they'll be just fine.
So how many kids are you guys carrying now?
Right now we have 30 kids on the team.
Okay, so you're actually in better shape than I thought you were then.
Yeah.
So it helps when you have 30 kids. If you lose two or three of them due to injury or being drafted or whatever, you know, you still got, you know, several good people left over.
Absolutely. It's been wonderful. Like I said, full credit to the coaching staff for the recruiting job they did to get the boys to come play here this summer.
You know, and that's interesting to bring up recruiting because recruiting, you know, baseball doesn't really associate itself with recruiting that much outside of, you know, when the season's over, okay, go out and get the best kids. So that's been a very key point about this whole season.
Absolutely, and it's been wonderful. And you can tell that we have some really good kids on the team based on the scouts that have been at the stadium that are obviously looking at these kids, which means they are talented, not just to play at this level, but to potentially play at the next level.
So then, so what's left for you guys? How many games you guys got left in the season itself before you think about going into postseason?
So we have 23 regular season games left. 9 of them are at home at Moog Stadium.
Okay, and you got 14 left on the road. So
yeah, 14 left on the road.
Any long trips in there?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, next week for us is a long trip. We have a home game tonight, a home game tomorrow, weather pending. We're hoping the raindrops stay away. But then after that, we go on the road. It's actually our longest road trip of the year. We will be gone for 9 days. We won't come back after tomorrow until July 20th.
So who have you got coming up?
On the road, we head out east, actually. We'll be in Ohio and Pennsylvania. It's a three-city tour, so to speak. We'll be in Champion City, which is actually Springfield, Ohio, Chillicothe, Ohio, and Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
So then you get those out of the way. Any of those teams look really good to you that could be a problem come postseason?
It's funny. We have obviously much better records than any of them, but Champion City has seemed to have our number this year. They're the only team. We're below 500 against them this year. And they are a potential team that we would play because they won the first half of their division. So they are a potential playoff matchup, is Champion City. And for some reason, they have seemed to own us this year. So hopefully we can turn things around against them.
But now, so the other part of the league, they have another division or two on top of all this?
Yeah, so we've got the two Eastern Conference divisions, which is our division, which is the Wabash Valley Division, and then the Far Eastern Division, which are the Eastern Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia teams. And then there's the Western Conference. There's two divisions in the Western Conference as well, which is made up of sort of Western Illinois, Missouri, and Iowa.
So then, you know, you guys get a wide variety of teams from every place in that league.
Yeah. And it's great. You know what? I talked to some of the kids on the team. They love this particular league because they get to travel. They're not just seeing the rest of the state of Indiana or maybe a few parts of Illinois. They're going up to Iowa. They're going up to Missouri. They're going to West Virginia. They're going to a mill town in Pennsylvania. They get to see different parts of this country that they may not otherwise get to see.
And for some of those kids, they haven't even, as you said, they haven't done any traveling at all. So this gives them a great an opportunity to go see some things.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful for them.
Okay. David, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, the only thing I'll say is if you haven't made it out to Loeb Stadium this year, you got 9 more opportunities starting tonight, going through July 31st until the playoff game on August 5th. I highly recommend everybody come out and at least take in a game so that you can see what the buzz is all about this summer.
Okay, David, keep those aviators flying and keep them keep them going strong. Okay.
Will do. I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, David. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you later on.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That was David Krakauer, who is the general manager over the Lafayette Aviators from taking that league over. So that's going to wrap it up for our show this week. Many thanks to our sponsor, who is Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and thanks to our guests, who were John Steinbrecher from the Mid-American Conference, George Gilbert from the Clinton Central High School, and then we just wrapped it up there with David Krakauer from the Lafayette Aviators. So that's going to wrap it up for the show, so take care of yourself, be good, and we'll see you in another week. Bye-bye.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.